and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 124, my go-to trick for changing anything. And when I say anything, I mean anything. This tool that we're going to talk about today, this tool, this trick, this tip, this energy exercise, this perspective flipper, whatever it is you want to call it, is utter magic. It is magic in the way that it is super simple, it's super effective, and it's something that after you practice it enough, you'll just notice yourself being able to be it. Where you won't have to remind yourself quite as often, you'll just be able to kind of occupy the space and move forward. This trick is from an amazing system called Access Consciousness, which is filled with tools and perspective shifts to be able to really create the life that you desire. So anything that you may want to change, these tools can actually apply to that. The one we're going to talk about today, the space exercise, I find is number one on my go-to list for dealing with anything. So when someone comes at me with anger, when someone comes at me with judgment, when something doesn't go the way I desire to, when my perspective gets kind of smushed and contracted and I can only really see right in front of me, not the bigger picture, this is my go-to. When my body is feeling angsty or uncomfortable or tense, this is my go-to. When my inner state is really busy and loud and intense, this again is what I go to. And a lot of times in relationships, this is the space that I desire to be and occupy most of the time so that other people's projections and expectations and wants and needs of me get put into perspective. Most of the angst that comes our way, most of the stress, the mind chatter, the body tension, the relationship uh-ohs that we all go through are really born from our contraction. When we take the space that we actually are and contract it around an upset, around a worry spot, around a stressor, around someone else's perspective of what we have to do or what we should do, when we contract the space of ourselves to try to fit in around our body and make it smaller, all of this stuff can really lead to more stress and angst than needed. And you can kind of look at the downfall from that. Like when you do contract your space, when you make yourself smaller, when your mind gets contracted so it only sees one thing over and over and over again, like the problem that just will not go away or come out of your attention, what are the ramifications of that? Stress, reaction, a lot of anger sometimes, a lot of pulling away and withdrawal and retreat sometimes. There's a lot of self-judgment that can come up. There's a lot of different ways that this contraction can actually start hindering what it is that we're able to live as. The sense of space, the sense of peace, the sense of ease, and the ability to be aware of everything and not react to it is huge. So this space exercise, I want to go over and then we'll chit chat a little bit more about it and how to apply it. Right now, if you could just feel your feet on the ground, feel them more, feel your feet more, feel your feet more. You can put your hands on your body and feel your body. Feel it more. Feel it more. Just so that you actually get present with your body. Be here. Be now. And ask yourself to expand. Take the energy of you, take the space of you, and expand it so that it occupies the entirety of the room that you're in. And go bigger now. You can stretch yourself, expand yourself out to the entirety, the space of the city that you live in. And if you're moving quickly, don't wait on me. Keep going bigger. Stretch yourself, expand your space even bigger now, all the way to the country that you live in. And take the space that you are and now go all the way out, 500,000 miles in every direction, top to bottom, left to right, side to side, diagonally, spherically, bigger, 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 bigger. Way bigger. So big that your body starts to relax and your mind starts to soften. That's it. That is the simple exercise, my go-to, my big trick. Being allowed and being able to really stretch yourself, be as big as you actually are, allows you to not contract into stress, into worry, into reaction patterns, into uh-ohs. You actually become so big that whatever comes your way is easily handled. You have clearer eyes to just see what it is. You have more space not to react to it, not to get all worked up, not to fall down your rabbit hole. And you have way more room to groove, to be able to move forward and actually create change. Another amazing thing is being able to be this big, this expanded, actually allows your awareness to follow suit. It opens your mind, it opens your eyes, it opens your awareness and your perspective. With that, you'll become way more aware of different possibilities. So where someone may come at you in anger, and what your normal reaction would be is to contract yourself into that moment, lose awareness of everything else, get all worked up and all intense. Instead, allowing yourself to be big, 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 expand, 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 that anger coming in will actually ripple through you. It won't get stuck. It'll also allow you to start going, you know what, I don't have to respond like I normally do to this anger. I don't have to jump down their throat. I don't have to come after them. I don't have to cower away or let them control me. I can actually allow myself to be big, 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 and start to see different possibilities about how to move forward. I also may come to the awareness of, you know what, that's just their stuff. That has nothing to do with me. It is not personal. It's not relevant. I'm just going to let it move on through. It's amazing. Most of what we are taught in terms of interpersonal dynamics, and if you look deeper than that, energetic dynamics, is to take our space, our energy, and even our awareness and perspectives and contract them around the people that we're around. We contract to match. And we either contract to match to try to find some sort of commonality or connection point or relatability, or we contract enough to kind of figure out and understand the other person and then try to fight what that is because we don't agree with it. A lot of it is super interesting because it all takes you out of the role of power. It takes you out of the role of leading your life and being yourself. Instead, it takes you and puts you underneath the person that you're in an interaction with. What if instead of going into interacting with people, you didn't have to contract to match them? You also didn't have to contract to understand them or to fight them or whatever. You were able to stay super, super big, super soft, super expanded, and just allowed yourself to move forward with that. Could you actually allow yourself just to be with people and to be with the upsets in your life, to be with the things that may not be going so great, and also to be with the things that may be going exceedingly well and way beyond your comfort zone too? How often does something huge come about in your life and it's such a big, vibrant possibility that you contract a bit and pull away because it's just a little too much? Same thing applies. Again, this is a trick to handle anything, not just the uh-ohs and the upsets, but those things where you're kind of like, that might be too big for me. I don't know if I can do it, but it's really exciting. Same thing, plant your feet, get present, get super, 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 super big. You know what? Yes. That possibility? Yes. Moving forward. This simple trick, this simple exercise puts you back in touch with yourself and the expanded infinite being that you actually are. It's no more playing small. It's actually allowing yourself to be so big that you start getting perspective. You get perspective on the little things in life that really aren't worth getting upset about, aren't worth fighting, and aren't worth pulling away from. It just is what it is. Okay, that's that. Cool. What would I like to choose right now? It's also allowing yourself, when these huge possibilities come, these big change points come, these big choice points come, for you not to get all wigged out by it, but actually go, you know what? I'm actually bigger than I've been giving myself credit for. I can totally not only handle that, I can fly with it. I'm saying yes. This one tool, this one trick, allowing yourself to be as big as you actually be, is so incredible. I invite you to just start playing with it. You know, it may be initially when there's an upset or an uh-oh or a stress or anxiety or whatever that is, allow yourself just to take a moment, plant your feet, and then say to yourself, get big. And you can definitely go room to city to country to 500,000 miles like we did. After a lot of practice, you'll just say, you know what, get bigger, expand, and you'll notice everything easing off. Everything easing off. You'll start to be able to do it in a split second. And after a while, like I said at the beginning, you'll actually notice yourself just becoming this space, becoming this bigger being that you actually are. And with it, with that, allowing the bigger perspective to always be first and foremost. My choice today impacts my entire future. And at the same time, my choice today doesn't need to be contracted around and worried about and fussed over. If I allow myself to be super, super big and allow that bigger perspective, I'm going to, again, have more space, more perspective, and more awareness to choose and move forward. For me, it is so much the imagery of being on the cliff and looking at the massive, massive vista out there. Being able to expand myself and see every possibility, every footpath, rather than pulling myself and contracting myself into the middle of the forest and staring face first at a tree. Allowing yourself to have that bigger open space, again, opens your perspective. It gives you more room to groove. And when you're utilizing this tool, when people are throwing things at you, judgment, expectations, needs, and all sorts of interesting stuff, if you can kind of think of it similarly, maybe a bit different, where when we contract, we become kind of a small puddle of water. Someone comes at us with their stuff, and what do they want to do? They want to dump it right on top of us like a big boulder sitting and smushing the entirety of the puddle. If you take your puddle and actually allow it to be so big, like the expanse of the ocean, someone coming at you with whatever they come at you with, they drop it in you, it becomes a pebble, not a boulder. And that pebble, yes, you'll still perceive it, you'll still feel it, it will still send some ripples, but you know what? After that ripple moves, it just goes back to the way it was. It allows you to actually be this bigger space, be on the vista and look out at every possibility and handle everything coming your way, not contracting around it and being smushed by it, but being so, so big that you allow it to hit and move on through. Amazing, amazing, amazing trick. You are way bigger than you've ever given yourself credit for. You've got way more space. You've got way more awareness. You've got way more possibilities. This trick may just help you get there. Enjoy playing with it. Again, maybe listen to the episode so you can catch some more examples and start to apply it to your own life. Enjoy. Let me know how it goes. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.